Well, gee, I don't know. Maybe it's one of those riddles that, you know, and just has a certain feeling about it. Tried to do songs that would fit into the category of Bone Machine. You know, my mom heard the title and hated the title. She said that it sounds so degrading. You know? It sounds like something kind of hellish or devilish. But she also said that there's nothing that the devil hates more than a singing Christian. You know, sometimes it's better to give yourself questions than to give yourself answers, so, particularly with music. That's a suggestion you could give to a small orchestra, and you could tell them, let's see if we can make ourselves sound like a Bone Machine. And I guarantee you, the people that I work with would know exactly what to do. Some would sound like a machine, and some would sound like bones, and then we'd put them together and we would have a Bone Machine. So it's like a, you know, it's a musical suggestion. Well, you know, you get here, even though on the compass it says north and south and east and west, you know that you're only really headed in one direction, and that's from here to the grave. And the only way it can be measured is with time. So, you know, we're all going the same place. Some of us are taking different routes, and some of us are leaving earlier and arriving later, but we're all going to the same place. You know? Seems like a legitimate topic to uncover once you get to a certain point. I don't mean it to be morbid. I'm not morbid. Yeah. I think if you talk about it, then it disarms it. It makes it seem more easier to handle. Yeah. I mean, so, you know, someday we're all going to be in a little box. It's going to be real dark. You put the lid on. Put you down 6 feet. That's where we'll spend the rest of what there is of time. So, you know, songs. There's so many thousands and thousands of things for songs to be about. It just seems like, you know, for now, some of these songs talk about it. And so, religion. I don't know what it is. You know, you believe in things. I mean, and when you're a kid, you believe in the Tooth Fairy and the, you know, Halloween and Easter Bunny and Santa Claus. And slowly you realize that it doesn't exist. So, I shouldn't say that because my kids are, if they read this, they're going to say, oh, Jesus, Dad, what do you mean Santa Claus? See, I have to keep things alive for my kids so that they believe in them. I don't know. That's a big question. You can't really, cover it, Unless you want to get into a discussion about it, You're asking me how I feel about it. I don't know. It's really the answer. Maybe there is. A big guy sitting off somewhere in a cave with, horns on his head, and, one big eye in the middle of his forehead, and a fishing pole and a tennis racket. Who knows? We made a thing the other day that just killed me. All on our feet. All just, okay, you do this. You go, and we had this contrabassoon, bass clarinet, trombone, English horn, French horn, viola, cello, and I feel like a farmer, at the opera, with these guys, you know, because they're all like, they play everything from, you know, John Cage to Mozart and everything in between. And so, you know, what happens to me is that, I feel like I'm, you know, you have to find a common language. I don't read music. So you find a way to communicate. And it's good, you know. And I find that if I find my own way to speak to them, everybody understands. And I'm enriched by being with them. And, you know, it's, we were out there and everyone playing sticks on the asphalt for an hour, like the pygmies. Clack, 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 clack. And we did. So in music, I think, you know, it's strange. You're working with something that's invisible. It has a great power over you. And people believe that every sound that is that you make never goes away. Sound waves never disappear. They just become more difficult to measure as they get further away. Well, my name is in all the musical dictionaries, you know. Waits. Waits is a, those are the people that go through the city singing carols and singing the story of the day and putting out the light. Town crier, all is well, it's 10 o'clock and all is well, and Mrs. O'Malley's cow has died, and Charles Foster is, you know, was hit by a train, and Bill Bailey was, you know, run in with his own sword, and, you know, the quintuplets are now 3 years old, and those are the, that's what my name means in the music dictionaries.